Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good evening and welcome, America and beyond. So glad that you are with us, and I am fired up and always fired up to be with you. Sort of like a fireside chat, if you will. You know, I'm watching the media and it's in their menacing ways. I'm looking also at Donald Trump, who is actually part of the media firestorm and kind of the media show, if you will, the greatest show on earth, the circus comes to town. And it troubles me that he can't get his stories right. And if you can't get them correct because you don't always tell the truth, which is, you know, absolutely the truth, well, then you need to shut your mouth. And what I mean by that, Mr. President, is that these stories keep evolving. It's not an evolution of truth. The truth should be what it is yesterday, today, tomorrow, unless you have new information. Now, what happened at that Trump Tower meeting, which I think is a big dud, but that story has changed so many times. All the flip-flops. And then you have Giuliani, you know, he's all bubbly. they say he drinks the bubbly before he goes on with Hannity and others. I mean, there just seems to be, where's the discipline? Now Clinton's first term in office, things were a little out of control. So they brought a New World Order guy. We don't want another New World Order guy in there. But David Gergen came in and helped manage the White House and in some ways imposed some kind of discipline. But you don't see any discipline in the Trump White House. And even though Bill Shine's there, you know, he was a former producer and worked with Hannity, and then he became a big exec over there at Fox News. I mean, that's Trump's recruiting ground now is Fox News, which, I mean, it's better than neocons. Well, then again, Bolton is a neocon. It's better than Never Trumpers. Well, yeah, there's enough Never Trumpers in the White House, too, unfortunately. I have to say Pompeo is probably one of the strongest guys in terms of consistency, in terms of intelligence, in terms of staying on mission. There is a difference between style and substance. And in terms of the substance of the message, the program, if you will, the policies, they're working. I mean, you can't argue with real results. I mean, the real results realized. And I mean, you look at the economy's booming. You look at the fact that so many things have changed after, well, I guess you could almost say the scaling back of government and the scaling back of the thin man, the invisible man now, Obama. You know that Obama's earnings have increased 40-fold since he became president of the United States. A lot of it came after he left the White House. 40-fold. And it's really interesting that he's done absolutely nothing for Chicago, Illinois, and I think there's over 60 gunshots, some of them leading to deaths over this past weekend. But the crime is rampant, and a lot of it is black-on-black crime, and Obama just unfazed by it, didn't do anything. And then his good buddy, Ron Emanuel, the mayor there, what a disaster that was. But I want to get back to the truth, because the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth really does matter. It doesn't seem to matter to the president. He goes out on the campaign trail, if you will, the rallies. And I know it energizes him. I know that it's a fun thing. I know that he loves the celebrity culture. He loves the limelight. All those things are fine. But, you know, this news is starting to tighten. Mueller really believes, based on many of these tweets, based on many of these admissions, well, and omissions, but admissions, like, why would you go on the air and in these television interviews that are completely unscripted and there's no real parameters with CBS News, NBC News, as well as the New York Times, and you say things off the cuff, everything you say right now not only is being documented by the enemy, and well, the enemy of the people in many regards happens to be the mainstream media. And I felt that way for the longest time. Doesn't mean that they all do a bad job. Doesn't mean that they all manufacture news. Doesn't mean it's all phony news. I don't like the word fake as much, but phony, fake. But it is contrived, and it is agenda-driven, no question about it. It is partisan. It is biased. So with you knowing that, if you're declaring them as the enemy, of the people, the enemy of the White House, the enemy of yours, why do you sit down with them and play patty cake? Do you ever notice how nice he is when he goes to these interviews? Because he likes being on the main stage. When you're the president of the United States, you have the world stage. You have the national stage. You have every stage. You don't need them. I don't understand it. You know, I'm going to bounce around a little bit. You know, I'm not really sitting here with bullet dictates. But I was watching television tonight in the background. And I have to say, one of my favorite shows is AGT, America's Got Talent. I missed it Tuesday. They were replaying it tonight. So I'm looking at some notes and some things I want to talk about tonight. And it's just a great show. I mean, it's such great family entertainment. And the reason I like it so much is because it's the average Jane and the average Joe that has an opportunity to be heard, to be able to showcase their talent. And I don't like just music talent. I don't like just dance talent. I like the fact that, I mean, they had this great act. I happen to have cats, long story, but one cat adopted me. And they kind of changed my life for the better, I have to tell you. And that's going to get to something with the elephants and Trump in a minute. Not just the party. I'm talking about real elephants. Not just the zoo, but, you know, right out there in the jungle, right there in Africa, India, et cetera. I was watching this act, and normally you'd see pet tricks that have to do with dogs, maybe even birds, but not cats. And these cats are amazing. They actually got through, so I guess they're in the final round. They're going to be competing for that $1 million. And I don't understand why that program doesn't have like a second place, a third place, and they get some kind of prize. Maybe they do get something beyond just travel and maybe a per diem or whatever. Nevertheless, and it almost sounds like $1 million isn't $1 million like it used to be. Still, for the common man, you know, and the Janes and Joes. So I love that show, and I don't know how you guys feel. And last night I discovered something, and I'm on this track with animals right now. But it's some kind of veterinarian show, and it's on the Animal Planet. And this vet has a clinic that's like 40 people on staff, and they were playing like one episode after the other, and I couldn't help but watch it because I was wondering what's going to happen to the turtle, the duck. You know, the horse, the cat, the dog, and they were showing you the surgeries, and they were showing you how they diagnosed and how they treated, and they never turned away someone because of their ability to pay. I just found it fascinating. So I really think that when you look at people in terms of personality, in terms of how selfish they may be, how generous they may be, you look to people generally. I know there's hoarders, and I know there's people that that abuse animals. But for the most part, I think people that are pet guardians, pet owners, if you want to call it that, it's really a magnanimous thing. I mean, yes, animals give back, and animals really are to be cherished, and they're a reward. I really think that when you care about something other than yourself, other than what's in it for you, you become a different person, a better person, if you will. And so I love being around pet owners and also parents because, you know, I mean, there are abusive parents. There are parents that don't give a flip. I just think that when you take on responsibilities and you care about other people and other creatures, that's a big deal. And so with Trump's betrayal of the elephants and other majestic creatures, you know, when he got the flack from Laura Ingraham's audience, Michael Savage's audience, animal lovers in general, people that are conservationists, and Trump said, "Well, I'm going to reverse that policy. I didn't know my administration was doing that." Zinke and Don Jr. They love trophy hunting. Yeah, they love bringing back animals. Not because they're hungry. Not because that they're trying to help in some way. Like, for instance, there are some communities within the United States that have overpopulation of deer, and sometimes, if you let the hunters in, of course, they're going to, most hunters of deer and rabbit and pheasant, and, you know, it's because it's not for trophies. It's not for taxidermy. It's because they're going to feed their family, you know, and so that makes sense. Elephants, you know, rhinoceroses, hippopotamus, I mean, these things are crazy. It's crazy. Tigers, it's very, very upsetting. So Trump's allowing.
I'm getting older. and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-M. That's 1-800-716-4879. 4879, promo code DON, D-O-M.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Patriotism in action. Tom Donahue, thanks so much for being with us, America and beyond. Venues, online streaming, podcasting, but I am a little bit worked up here. And I think Americans should be worked up, I mean, too, because the only trick pony in our regard in terms of American patriotism, in terms of constitutionalism, in terms of our constitutional republic and the American way of life is Donald Trump. With all his flaws and with all his contradictions and with all his celebrity circus acts, I just don't understand why he doesn't understand that he's the president of the United States. You know, he's not on Celebrity Apprentice, and that words have meaning and impact. And you just can't just, you know, flip the truth here, there, and everywhere. It just seems like whatever is convenient becomes the truth. And I'm telling you that even though this may be a witch hunt, this witch has powers. And other presidents have felt the power of the deep state. They have felt the power of the criminal justice system, and it truly is criminal. And they have felt the power of, and they can say, well, we're not going to have to abide by a subpoena and this and that and everything else. But I'll tell you, these tweets that are contradicting, and whether it's Comey and the reasons that he was fired for. And again, I've said, and you can go back to the archives and the previous programs of recent times, and I said he should have been let go day one. Why would you keep him on? I mean, didn't he start a controversy really in both regards or both political divides? Why keep him around? And I would have really cleaned house with the deep state much sooner, much earlier. And there's still some of the deep state entrenched. I've talked about the Alabama Keebler elf and the fact that you want to recuse, then and you want to refuse to do your job. Well, then we ask for your resignation. So number one, he should never have been chosen. Number two, he should have been fired. They like to say, well, we ask for your resignation. You ever notice that on a Celebrity Apprentice, used to love, you're fired. That term, you're fired. Well, then again, I think we all have experienced that at some point or juncture in our lives. He does not fire people in person. It's by Twitter. It's by email. It's by somebody else. And I think that if you're a real man, you know, and then you say, well, wait a minute, what about a woman? Okay, if you're a real woman, if you're just a real person and you have certain, you know, character and you have certain, you know, fortitude, why don't you just call that person in office? I don't care if he's, the beanstalk at 6'7", doesn't matter. I mean, Trump's not a small guy, 6'3", whatever. But why did you fire Comey through Twitter? You know, I mean, why do you fire people without just looking them eye to eye, tell them why you're being fired or why you're asking for their resignation? I would like to see that happen. You know, I'd like to see him, you know, really act in a way that's more presidential, more dignified, and more manly. Okay, that's the way I see it. This whole Don Jr. thing and his hunting, safaris, and Zinke, and these others, cretins, that want to destroy humanity. When I say humanity, I'm not talking about just humans. I'm talking about the creatures that have been bestowed upon us. You know, that we're dominion means that you're here to be the custodian. You're here as the protector. You know, you're here to make good choices and being a good steward. And it really irks me that Trump, you know, gave all this talk on Twitter, went on talk shows to try to quell, and then he allowed administrators to go into whatever they want. And he's done this in other departments, and they contradict him all the time. And why aren't they called into the office and just said, hey, if you can't follow my policies and procedures and implement my vision, my agenda, you're gone. Goodbye. Not on Twitter. You tell them in person. So there's a lot of contradictory messaging, you know, and you have these counter agendas. You know, I mean, I'm not a fan of the New York Times, but, you know, truth is truth, you know, and you can find golden nuggets in just about everything. So I read everything from the left, from the right, in the center, here, there, and everywhere. You know, by gleaning that information, by being the discerner, I can be a good decider. You know, I like to think of myself as an informed citizen. And I think we all should be, not just rely on your favorite talk show host or rely on your favorite news program or your favorite. Like some of you say, well, I only watch Fox News. Well, if you just want to watch the Fox Follies, well, then you know, have fun with Fox and Friends, you know, and the short skirts and the crossing of the knees and whatever. I would prefer Fox over CNN and MSNBC. But I try to sample a lot of different things in print, in broadcasting, on the radio, as well as on television. And then I come to my own conclusions. So I always say, be a seeker of the truth. And then you have to make the ultimate decision as to what is truth. I know that through cognitive dissonance, we many times will be communal, and we'll want to go on to listen to certain talk shows and in certain forums, and try to see, you know, if we're really sizing things up, because we don't want to be insulated or isolated. Many times the president seems to be that. So anyway, I just wanted to share some of my frustrations. And like last week, I was talking about the fact that Trump, you know, has these bedtime chats with Hannity rather than, you know, spending quality time with his family and in the comfort and the, you know, the I would hope that there's still some loving affection and connection with his wife. You know, appearances, it doesn't seem that way. I certainly do a lot of work to repair that if that's the case. But I really believe he's got a quality sleep. You know, I think he's sleep deprived. I think that, you know, of course he's got one of the most stressful jobs in the world. But if you're averaging less than 4 hours of sleep, and that's the way you operate in business, you operate as the president, that's not good for the country. It's not good for your own mental faculties. You're not going to be on your A game. You know, you really need to be, supercharged. And we were talking about teas and proper diet. Those diet sodas are one of the worst things you could be doing for yourself. It plays metabolic trickery. So I really hope that this president can become reelected. You know, I think that under normal circumstances, if you have an economy that's booming and there's no signs that it's not going to continue booming, I like the fact that he's a trade warrior and he's getting so much done. And yes, there's some pain, there's some suffering, but ultimately, I think we're going to win these trade battles. I like the fact that he's not on apology tours. I don't like that he muses and is too complimentary of some of the tyrants and dictators, and he feels that he's doing the art of the deal, and that's the way he's got to maneuver things.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, you need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be with us. That is right. Patriotism in action, putting America first, new world order, dead last. And I'm thrilled that we have a president that has an America First agenda. As many of you know by listening to this program and listening to my podcast or streaming over the last several years, My program was the first America First themed talk show. And so I'm really proud of that dating back to 1990. So I'm really glad that I was one of those trendsetters and originals. And, it wasn't just me. I mean, Chuck Harder, the late, great Chuck Harder. We had Bo Brights. We had certainly Pat Buchanan. I mean, Pat Buchanan went after Papa Bush in his America First themed candidacy, you know, trying to unseat an incumbent. And he called him King George. But yeah, he was America First. I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face, but Pat Buchanan is still out there. And I don't know why. Maybe, you know, some people, I notice in talk radio, they generally don't bring in, and again, I'm not trying to slight anybody, but many times the fill-in host is more than a few pegs down in talent and in popularity of the top gun, okay, when he goes and takes a day off or takes a vacation or sick day, whatever. For me, I'd rather put in another top gun, you know, someone that's, you know, comparable, maybe even would surpass my talents, or at least would keep you interested, keep you challenged, engaged. You know, anytime you generally hear these fill-ins, you go, oh my God, you know, I can't take it. You know, I want to just, you know, bang my head against the wall. And well, I just changed the channel, you know, the stream, whatever. If I were Trump, I'd bring in Pat Buchanan and I'd place him, you know, in a major role, and he would do great. I mean, he's just, you know, he was the communications director for Reagan. He worked even in the Nixon administration. He's a great speech writer. I like my catchphrases, and those that pilfer mine, they like them too. But I do like the writing style, and I do like the fact that I've never heard, not a single time, Pat Buchanan contradict himself. You know why? Because he knows what he believes. I mean, these principles have been ingrained. I mean, these are bedrock foundational principles that Trump is still learning. I mean, Trump learned from listening to Michael Savage and listening to some others. I mean, a lot of this has been recent developments, except for he was always a trade nationalist and he was a protectionist and he always wanted fair trade as opposed to just free trade. So he's been consistent there. And then, I mean, him becoming kind of an evangelical conservative with the lifestyle he's, the flamboyant lifestyle he's lived, you know, being the, you know, not only the flatterer, but the philanderer, you know, it's pretty amazing, pretty remarkable in terms of Supreme Court picks and that kind of thing. So I just would love to see a more organized White House. I'd like to see the cabinet post and the White House be on the same page with the president. And I think that there needs to be some coordination. I don't know if Bill Shine's going to do that kind of job. You know, I think he's got the capabilities, and, you know, he certainly helped in running Fox News, but he also brings some baggage. I just shudder to think that Trump continues giving the ammunition to put into the chamber that's being fired at him. He continues, you know, putting the gasoline on the fire. He continues to inflame and enrage and engage with these people. I would be ignoring the press. I would do limited press engagements. I would ignore them even at the rallies. Okay, everyone's got the memo. Fake news, fake news, fake news. Enemy of the people. Okay, great. Talk. And another thing is, let other people tout your accomplishments. And let other people, if they think you're intelligent, which, you know, is certainly debatable, Donald, Mr. President, but he's not operating at a genius level. I mean, whether it's the vocabulary, whether it's just some of the decisions he makes, just I don't even know how to express it any better than that. But I mean, I think that he's got street smarts. I think he's got some business savvy. I think now he's growing into the job. But the point is that you got to be on your A game if you're going to take on the deep state, the globalist New World Order, the demonic Dems, and then now you've got the far, far left extremist, declared socialist, but really communist. But isn't it funny? They don't like Russia, but they embrace the communism. Yeah, go figure. But that's because they want to get Trump. They are the anti-American party. They're the anti-Trump party, which is really one and the same. But at times we got to distinguish between Trump's style and the substance in terms of the issues, in terms of the platform, in terms of the policies. But there's no doubt about it. Through all the tumult and travails, the conflict and the chaos, there is real results, and they're being realized. And they're affecting us in a very good way. But this rogue state, and then really, we do have a rogue state. It's not just a deep state, but it's a rogue state within his own administration that are trying to, whether it's a Nikki Haley, whether it's a Zinke, whether it's Christopher Wray. There's various people that Trump has, for whatever reasons, put in place as cabinet and high-level executives and people that are supposed to be carrying out his administration's policy, his administration policy, not theirs. And it just seems like they're just running roughshod. So you got the vendetta media. They're villainous. They're vicious. And they're vermin. Okay. There's no getting around that. You know, I said last week that we got the media minions, the mavens, the munchkins, the moguls, and the maggots. They have their hissy fits and they're in just a state of hysteria. Okay. So I am concerned about that you have sort of like a hidden administration or an invisible government within the government, and then you have the deep state. I mean, there's layers upon layers that are totally deleterious, totally destructive. And then, of course, you know, he's got these deranged, demented, demonic Democrats that are just, as I mentioned multiple times, they're just anti-Trump and the anti-America party. That's really what you got. Yes, we do have phony news, and we do have predetermined news. It's agenda-driven. It's biased, partisan, manufactured, manipulated. But I just have to say that a lot of it can be ignored. And stop making, you know, putting the foot in the mouth syndrome. And you got to get your story straight. And if you can't get your story straight, then just shut up. But he's giving Mueller and the witch, you know, plenty of magic potions and spells. And believe me, those magical powers can be very harmful, to say the least. And there's been a lot of average Janes and Joes that have experienced. You know that when the federal government through the U.S. Injustice Department and the FBI and the Internal Robbery Service and various other agencies, alphabet agencies of criminality in large regard. They're winning. Their win percentage, as opposed to state prosecutions, is anywhere from 95 to 98%. And that's, you know, that's difficult because, well, it's, they hire and they also have much greater control over what is allowed in the courtroom. They generally have unlimited funding, and it's usually a very unfair advantage, even for some rich people. Like you'll say, well, what about O.J.? Well, that wasn't a federal case. So federal cases are different than state cases. And the feds almost always get their man or their woman, you know, and many of them are already set up so that you're gonna have to take the fall, you know, whether you have to plea it out or you have to flee it or you end up serving time. I'm Tom Donahue. Hold tight. More to come. Final segment.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey, folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly, the tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a one-month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and I'm back in the gym full strength. find out more, go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. So glad that you are with us this week. And we just have a lot of wonderful stations and a lot of different platforms and venues that goes up. And, you know, we're just deeply appreciative of all of them. I just want to give a quick shout out to WXME in Maine, KSLM in Salem, Oregon, KCAA in Southern California, K-Star Radio Network, and of course, TalkStream Live. I'm heard on various channels and apps there. TalkStream Live, the main platform, TalkRight, Alt Media. Thank you so much, Bill, and all of us there at TalkStream Live. And we have a podcast there, but I'm also on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and various other portals and venues. So my website is TomDonahueReports.com, which will kind of be kind of the central hub if you're looking for various things. All TomDonahueReports.com. You know, I'm thinking about the Dems, the demonic Dems, the anti-America party, the anti-Trump party, and now they have their own division between, you know, liberal Dems and progressive socialists, and it's getting more and more interesting. And I really believe that that's going to carry the red wave rather than the blue wave in the midterms. But when I think of election tampering, interference with our elections, who paid for the dossier? And the dossier started with a couple never-Trumpers, along with the DNC and Hillary. And it also included Russians and British spies. And then what about the hacking of the DNC? When Obama did nothing to help there, the Democrats did nothing to help there. And then Hillary's spending more time breaking up her own cell phones and acid washing and using hammer time. And we're not talking about dancing. Good Lord, we don't want to see her in a pantsuit dance. We just don't. Okay, hellish Hillary, we just don't. But hammers actually breaking up all their devices so that the 30,000 plus emails couldn't be read. So you have interference in this election. And upcoming elections. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Okay, that's 2016. Well, how about illegal entry? Okay, isn't that illegal interference in our election when so many illegals are able to figure a way to vote? You know, isn't it also helping to stack the deck in a lot of districts? And then they want to ban and say no to ICE. I mean, here I'm broadcasting from the cradle of liberty, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we have a mayor that has said we are not renewing any contracts. We're rescinding contracts with ICE. Not only is the city, I love it when they say with the city of brotherly love. Well, walk the streets in Philly, and you'll have a different perception. It's not quite as bad as San Francisco, with all that's going on out there, and certainly not as bad as Chicago. But it's nothing to be proud of in that regard. So the Dems, the demonic Dems, want to ban ICE, and Philadelphia is the perfect example of what's going on. And they want to blockade the building of the wall. Okay, so the main responsibility of a president, the main responsibility of a national government is to protect the nation, okay? And they have no interest in protecting the nation because it's all about party vote principle. And the never Trumpers are saying, hey, we dislike and have such great disdain for Trump. We're telling people to, like Bill Kristol, Neil Connor, they're saying, we want, and there's several others, but they'll go nameless at the moment because they're not even, they're worthless. But these never Trumpers are saying that they're encouraging, they're saying Republicans with conscience, that they should vote for Democrats. Lovely. Okay, so you want to go back to the old days, the left-right divide, and it's like, you know, having little badminton sessions, but nothing's really getting done. Well, Donald Trump is like a wrecking ball, and I like the bull in a china closet. I like that there's broken glass. I just wish he would be more strategic. I just wish he'd be more thoughtful. I just wish that he had a better team in place. I just wish that he wouldn't be his own worst enemy. That's all. Have the situation where the Democrats are doing everything to thwart our Constitution, our national security, our internal nation state security, because they want more votes. Well, right now what's happening with Bernie's protégés is that they're literally dividing and almost destroying, they're blowing up the Democrat Party, which is great because the Republicans should have a windfall if they don't get in the way of themselves, and if Trump can stay on message. The other thing that we're starting to see is that you have the New York Times and you have other media venues that it's okay to libel, to slander, and then use racial epithets. It's okay to go after Whitey. But God forbid anything is said in a disparaging way to anyone of color, okay, or any particular ethnicities. And when it comes to religion, you want to protect the Muslims at all costs. It doesn't matter about the Christians. And it's just, and it's unbelievable that the New York Times is allowing for I'm not even going to repeat some of the writers' words, but it's hate speech. But it's allowable if you're targeting whites. That's just the way it goes. It's just so two-faced, and it's so hypocritical. But that's the life that we lead now is that it's if you're on the left and you're the loony left and the progressive socialist, you know, you can have violent protestations and demonstrations. You can use the F word, you can use the C word, you can use whatever word you want to use to describe anybody that is in opposition to your radical agenda. So I'm just hoping that Donald Trump starts to realize that, whoa, I'm getting in my own way. I'm not consistently messaging here. You know, I'm going out with limited sleep, and I'm just flying off the handle, and I'm just shooting from the hip. Now, I believe in gut instinct. I believe in intuition. I believe in being guided by the Spirit. But I also believe, as the Bible said, be sly as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You don't inflame your enemies, and you don't you don't use the hot poker and start jabbing a tiger or a lion or a bear. I mean, you just don't do that. But he continues to do it day in and day out, and he just sits there with his little mobile device and just keeps tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. Just imagine if you were a little more mature, a little more organized, a little more prepared, a little more strategic, how much more you'd get done. But still, he's the only guy, and maybe the last guy, that's going to help extend the life of our constitutional republic. He's the only guy that actually will use the term America first. He's the only guy that is willing to call out the enemy, whether it's this vicious, vile vendetta media, or it's the loony left, or it's never Trumpers. But there was a quote here that I had, I'm not sure if I still have it up here, but Trump, here's Trump's, this is a quotation from Trump recently. He says, I destroy careers of Republicans who say bad things about me. Now, I don't mind him going after never Trumpers, but if someone disagrees or someone says something negative, who cares? I mean, look at what happened with you and Rubio. Look at what happened with you and Ted Cruz. And somehow, especially Cruz, you work together for the common good of the American Republic. So when it comes to the media, you know, these puppets and pimps, for the press, these media mavens and minions and maggots that want to manipulate and want to mislead. Just ignore them. Forget about them. You've got the messages out there. People are questioning their credibility. And that's a good thing. And I hope that when you listen to this program, you realize that there's a lot of experience and credibility. But again, the credibility is always viewed from the perceiver of the message. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue, putting America first, New World Order dead last. Have a great week.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.